Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again, time for another visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, Paul Whiteman and his music, and the Swan Ted, who open our show with I Dug a Ditch.
I dug a ditch, I dug a ditch, and struck it rich in Wichita. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yay. I made it pay in Wichita. Oh, I could keep on dig, dig, digging like I've been digging before. But now I'm feeling so hot, diggity, I want something more. I've got an itch to leave that ditch. I want to go back to Marie, who stuck to me before. I dug a ditch and struck it rich in Wichita. I've got an itch to leave that ditch. I want to go back to Marie, who stuck to me before. I dug a ditch and struck it rich in Wichita.
And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Here they are. Well, it's early afternoon in the library of the Burns home, where George and Gracie are quietly reading. Gracie finishes the last page of her book and puts it aside.
Oh, George, that was beautiful.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said it was beautiful.
Well, you can't buy it. You've got enough hats.
I'm not talking about hats. It's this book I just finished reading. I think it's the best thing ever written by Mary Roberts Rumpelmeyer.
Mary Roberts Rumpelmeyer?
That's right.
Well, I never read any of her stuff. What's she got on the ball?
Everything. There just aren't any better books than Love in Latvia. That's about a pure young American girl who wins a haughty Latvian nobleman. Or Desire in Denmark. That's about a pure young American girl who wins a haughty Danish nobleman. Or Rapture in Russia. That's about a pure young American girl
who wins a haughty Russian nobleman.
I thought you'd never read any of her books.
Well, I just had a hunch about that one. Now, I'm reading, too, and if you don't mind, Gracie,
oh,
I would...
Oh, but great as those books were, they can't equal a new one. Passion in Pundagaba.
Passion in where?
Pundagaba, a country in India.
Pundagaba.
It's about a haughty Indian prince whose father leaves him a harem of 250 wives, but the prince is a woman-hater.
He is, huh?
Yeah. So he gives away 50 of the wives.
That only leaves him 200 to hate.
Yes. Then along comes this pure young American girl, and in spite of the prince's gold and money and jewels, she wants to marry him.
Greater love hath no babe.
Yes, but the prince doesn't love her, so she drops a secret love potion in his coffee, and he proposes, she accepts, and they spend their honeymoon on top of an elephant.
That's the worst piece of tripe I ever heard.
Why, George, it's beautiful.
It's awful. Why don't you read something that's intelligent and might improve your mind?
What are you reading?
Cowboy love tales.
I don't care. I still think Mary Roberts Rumpelmeyer is... Say, if I could find a love potion for Tootsie Sagwell, she could get a husband.
Gracie, that dame couldn't get a husband with a Mickey Finn.
Oh, George, that's not nice.
Why do you waste your time on her, Gracie? She's homely and skinny and...
You just refuse to see her good points. I'll admit she only weighs 76 pounds, but she's 6'3" tall.
Take my advice and forget Tootsie and forget the love potion.
Hi, people.
Oh, hello, Bill. You're just in time for Gracie's latest brainstorm.
It's not a brainstorm, Bill. It's a problem. I want to get a love potion that Tootsie could drop at a man's coffee.
Oh, gee, that is a problem. Where could you find coffee?
Bill, I've been trying to tell Gracie that love potions are... They're a lot of hooey.
Oh, and he's right, Gracie. Love potions can't help you unless you've got that certain something. Call it oomph, call it it. Some people have got it, some people haven't got it.
Have I got it, though?
Oh, sure, Gracie.
Oh, thank you. You've got it, too, Bill.
Oh, thanks.
ain't misbehaving, huh?
Yes, as I said, Gracie, some people just haven't got it.
Thanks, kid.
Look what happened to me last Sunday down at the beach. I started for the locker to take my shower, and the women mobbed me.
Oh, brother.
Well, Bill, the women saw you had it.
Oh, sure, I had two cakes of it. And they wanted one.
Two cakes of it?
Yeah, Swan, the new white floating soap. You see, Swan's not only swell for a shower or for your hands and face, but it's great for bathing the baby and just the soap for your dishes and your light laundry. 4 grand soaps in one.
Well, what happened, Bill? Did the women take the Swan soap away from you?
After a delightful struggle. But there wasn't enough to go around even after I broke it in two. One cute little redhead had to go home empty-handed.
Aww.
Well, not exactly empty-handed. She took me. Yes, and we would have had a lot of fun if her mother hadn't been home.
Oh, her mother spoiled the fun, huh?
Yeah, she washed the dishes. That's what I wanted to do. You know how wonderful Swan is for washing the dishes and for laundering fine things, Gracie. You know how fast all-purpose Swan gives you scads of suds. Suds that are so mild and baby gentle, they actually help keep your hands beautiful. Help keep them soft and lovely.
Oh, my goodness, Bill. I'm going right out to the kitchen and see if I have plenty of Swan soap. I don't want to miss the fun of doing the dishes tonight.
Enjoy yourself, dear. People can't say I don't show my wife a good time. Come in.
Well, greetings, friend Burns, and you too, friend Goodwin.
Well, the Pool Hall Hamlet.
What's up, cue ball? I suppose you want to put the bite on me for a 5-spot, huh?
Sir, do you take me for a common beggar? Do you dream that I would humble my pride to borrow $5 from you?
And what do you want?
$10.
I thought so. Nothing doing, cue ball.
Oh, gad, but you're a beast, sir. A beast. Friend Goodwin.
No use, cue ball. I'm a beast, too.
Mr. Goodwin, would you let a mere $10 ruin our friendship?
Well, not necessarily. I'd let almost anything ruin it.
Oh, it isn't for myself that I need this paltry sum. Mr. Burns, it's for a little old lady that I know. It may be only $10 to you, but without it, I fear that this poor little old lady will do something desperate.
You mean?
Yes. She will eject me from her boarding house.
You're not getting the money out of me, cue ball, and that's final.
Well, look who's here. Mr. Bolingbroke.
Oh, why, my dear, dear Mrs. Burns. Never have I seen you look so ravishing, so completely...
Don't waste your time, cue ball. She's a beast, too.
Why, George, that's not nice.
But it saves you money. Come on, Bill, let's go down to the corner. I want to pick up a few cigars.
Oh, so that's how you get them. So long, Gracie.
Oh, goodbye, boys. Mr. Bolingbroke, you might be able to help me with a problem I've got. Do you know where I can get a love potion?
A love potion? Gad, don't tell me your husband has forgotten upon which side his bread is buttered.
Oh, no, it's not for me. Naturally, I've never had to use a love potion to attract men. You see, when I was a very small girl, I learned to wink with either eye.
Valuable social grace.
Yeah, and it was fun, too. But this love potion is for my girlfriend. Do you know where I could get one?
Oh, my dear, love potions are merely a myth, created by the greedy to profit from the gullible. They are all utterly worthless.
Oh, really? And I was going to pay as much as $10 for one.
As I say, they are all utterly worthless, except the one I've got.
Have you got one?
Oh, indeed I have, you fortunate creature. Given me by an oriental potentate. 1 ounce will transform cold indifference into flaming desire.
Oh, wonderful. My girlfriend could use about 5 pounds of it.
Splendid. You shall have it within the hour. I wonder if I might trouble you for the $10 now.
Well, of course. Here you are.
Thank you. Lovely bit of engraving, isn't it?
Well, I really can't thank you enough, Mr. Bolingbroke. You may not know it, but you saved a girl's life.
Oh, that's quite all right, Mrs. Burns. You may not know it, but you've saved a man's home. Good day.
Good day.
this is Paul Whiteley. Here's a really charming tune that looks like it's going places. It's called Poinciana.
Get a grip on yourself.
I'm tired of getting a grip on myself. I want to get a grip on a man. Where's the love potion?
Well, this is it right in his can. It's just a powder. But I hear only 1 ounce will make a man want to kiss you and kiss you.
You say Mr. Bolingbroke got it from an Oriental potentate?
Well, I guess he was even bigger than a potentate.
Really?
Oh, sure. Look what it says on the can. He was a bicarbonate.
Ooh, I just can't wait to try it out. What time does the next bus leave for the Navy Yard?
That isn't the way to use it.
No?
No. Pick out one man you'd like to marry, and we'll give it to him.
Well, let's see. How about Alan Ladd?
Oh, Alan Ladd. Tootsie, you don't want to rob the cradle.
I do if Alan Ladd's in it.
Well, I think you'd better take someone more mature. How about Victor?
Oh, I love Victor Mature.
Oh, I know just the husband for you. How do you like Humphrey Bogart?
Oh, I'm mad about the boy. Oh, how I loved him in action in the North Atlantic.
Yeah. Hey, if he puts his arms around you, there'll be action in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yes. But he's so tough, I don't think we could get him to swallow the potion.
Oh, that is a problem. Say, I know how we could get Charles Boyer to swallow some.
How?
Put it on Irene Dunn's neck.
But then he'd fall for her.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. What about Walter Pigeon?
Don't even ask. Just give it to him.
You know, Tootsie, your husband doesn't necessarily have to be an actor. I'm very happy with George.
Well, I kind of like actors. Oh, my, it's so hard to decide. Alan Ladd, Humphrey Bogart, Charles Boyer, Walter Pigeon.
Would you rather have a nice butcher?
No, I think one of those will do.
Say, we're not even absolutely certain this love potion will work. Maybe we ought to try it out first, huh?
That's a wonderful idea, Gracie. Who can we try it on?
Well, Oh, it's my precious little ducky.
Gracie, why don't we try a dose of the you-know-what potion on Herman?
Oh, well, that's silly. He's too young to know anything about you-know-what. hole. I'm sure he's never you-know-what-ed.
Maybe he's smarter than you think.
Well, I'll find out. Herman, let's have a little game. Now, suppose you were out in the yard playing with your rubber fish.
Uh-huh.
And a little girl duck came in and sat down beside you.
Uh-huh.
You'd just keep on playing with your rubber fish, wouldn't you? Herman. Oh, I was wrong, Tootsie. He's old enough. Herman, here, eat some of this. It's very nice. That's a good boy. Well, how do you feel, baby? My goodness, that's a funny effect.
Yes, love has made me hysterical, but it never gave me the hiccups.
Now we can find out how strong the potion is. I'll call George. Oh, George, would you come in here a minute?
What is it, sweetheart?
Well, I want you to stand there and say, do you love me, Herman?
Are you kidding? That silly duck
is... Oh, please, George, say it for me.
Oh, all right. Do you love me, Herman?
Well, that's that. Run along, Herman.
Yeah, run along before I kick you in the giblets. Go on, bait it. Go on.
Well, dear, you can run along, too.
Would you mind telling me what this was all about?
Yes, I would. Goodbye, dear.
This is the silliest house I've ever...
Oh, well, the potion didn't work on Herman. It's lucky you don't want to marry a duck.
Well, we just got to try it out on a man. Who in the world could we get?
I'll go.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, Tootsie, look! A man!
Oh, God! Gee whiz, what's all the excitement? I realize Miss Sagwell isn't used to having a man around, but you, Mrs. Burns, you... Well, I guess you're not either.
I'm listening for him, Gracie.
Oh, good. Mr. Postman, we're going to give you a little drink.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, I never touch the stuff. A stimulant is superfluous for a man with my pep and energy.
Here it is, Gracie.
Well, it's only a soft drink, Mr. Postman.
Oh, well, in that case, happy days.
Well, did you like it?
Quite refreshing, Mrs. Burns. As a matter of fact, it tasted like... pardon me. Soda.
Well, it wasn't. That was a love potion. We're testing it on you to see if it works.
On me? That's very amusing.
What's so funny, Mr. Postman?
A love potion won't work on me.
Why?
Because I'm already the world's most rapturous lover.
Oh, Tootsie, we picked the wrong man.
Yes.
Well, thanks anyway, Mr. Postman.
Oh, that's all right. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. And remember, keep smiling.
Jimmy Cash comes up with a mighty pretty contender for the all-time long title. You rhyme with everything that's beautiful.
You rhyme with everything that's beautiful, with angels and moonlight, with heaven and with rainbow and roses and island guitars. You are a perfect rhyme with all these things. You rhyme with everything that's beautiful, with summer, with springtime, with sunsets that glow. I'm not a great poet, but this much I know.
Oh, nonsense, Tootsie. It didn't work on the postman because he's already a great lover.
Well, maybe we should try it on somebody who's just the opposite.
That's it. I wonder if George is still home.
But how will you get George to swallow it?
Oh, well, I'll get him to take a drink of something and slip it into the drink when he isn't looking.
Oh, Gracie, you're wonderful. You're even going to give your own husband a love potion for me.
Well, to tell the truth, Tootsie, it isn't altogether for you.
Oh, I see. Well, while you're trying it on George, I'll phone Bill Goodwin to come over.
Bill Goodwin?
Yes. If the love potion works and you and George start snuggling, I want to have somebody to fall back on.
Well, if you want someone to fall back on, call Paul Wiseman. He's softier and roomier.
No, I'll call Bill.
All right. And I'll get George to take a drink and then slip the love potion in it. Sweetheart.
Yeah?
Oh, you look hot. How about a nice glass of ice-cold water?
No, thanks.
Well, it would taste wonderful on a hot day like this.
Cold drinks aren't good for you on a hot day.
Oh. Well, how about a nice glass of hot water?
Don't be silly.
Would you like a glass of ginger ale?
No.
Root beer?
No.
7-Up?
Gracie, what are you up to?
Coca-Cola. Have some?
No, now, don't bother me.
A glass of milk, maybe.
Look, I don't want to drink a glass of anything.
Well, I could put it in a saucer and let you lap it up.
Gracie, are you trying to talk me into something?
No, I'm trying to talk something into you.
Gracie, try to understand. I'm not thirsty.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, George, picture yourself out on the desert. You've been walking for miles. The sun is blistering. There's sand in your mouth, and on you walk in that terrible heat. Now, how do you feel?
My feet hurt.
Dear, I guess I didn't get enough sand in your mouth.
Gracie, would you please explain what this is all about?
Well, of course, dear. Let's discuss it over a bottle of celery time.
Oh, stop. Why all this talk about something to drink? You'd think I was out in a dust bowl without a drop of water. Dust filling my lungs, choking me. Half crazed from thirst. Wandering around in the... Wait a minute, I think I will have a drink.
Oh, that's fine, dear. I'll be back in a second.
Hurry up, will you? This thirst is killing me.
Coming, dear.
Oh, water. I must have water.
Here, dear. Nice, cold glass of sauerkraut juice.
Let's have it. Say, what's this white powder in the bottom?
That's sauerkraut.
Well, here goes.
Now, don't drink too much of it, George. You're not as young as you used to be.
Gee, that was good.
Well, do you feel any different, dear?
Different? No.
Well, do you love me more than you ever did?
You know I do.
Well, I can't tell if that came from the heart or a little further down.
Huh?
Oh, excuse me, dear.
Well, did it work, Gracie?
Oh, gee, I don't know, Tootsie.
Hello, girls. Why'd you send for me?
Oh, here, Bill, drink this.
Huh?
Drink it. Tootsie fixed it for you.
Tootsie? Well, okay. Tootsie, here's how.
She just wants to know when.
Ooh, that tasted like soda.
Oh, that was a love potion.
Love potion?
Yeah. Oh, Tootsie, dragon. Now he'll fall in love with you.
Swan, the new white floating soap. There's 4 swell soaps in one. The soap for dishes or for light laundry.
Tootsie, what are you doing?
This time I'm helping the potion along. Oh, Swan! one, the wonderful baby soap, the perfect complexion soap, four soaps in one.
Look, Tootsie, Bill's getting a wild look on his face.
Tootsie, it's happened. I didn't think it was possible, but it's happened.
What, Bill, what?
I love Swan even more than I used to.
Oh, I had to open my big mouth.
Oh, Swan, it's so wonderful for bathing the baby. Swan is so mild and sudsy. Swan is purer than finest Castiles. Swan is so kind to a baby's tender skin. And because it's so mild and gentle, Swan's not only great for baby, it's great for anybody's hands and face, tub or shower.
Bill, if you love Swan soap, you ought to love me. I can do anything Swan can do. Wash the dishes, bathe the baby.
Say, I believe you're right, Tootsie. And I know you'd break in two with a twist of the wrist.
Yes! And she's long enough so you could put half of her in the bathroom and half in the kitchen.
Yes! So I'll slip into a cool green wrapper and let's get married.
Gee, I believe the love potion really is working. Yeah, Tootsie, let's get married.
You mean it, Bill?
Sure, right away. Get the preacher. Get the license. Hurry up. Stop!
What happened?
It wore off. Goodbye.
That love potion's no good. Now I'll never get married.
Well, don't be upset, Tootsie. So far, we've only tried it on ducks and men.
So
What's Tootsie bawling about?
Well, Mr. Bolingbroke sold us a love
potion.
Bolingbroke,
Gracie, that potion is a phony.
It is not. Mr. Bolingbroke said that whenever Betty Grable works at the canteen, she slips it into the soldier's coffee.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Then why do all the soldiers look at her that way?
Look, get on the phone and get that Bolingbroke over here. I'll fix that pool room chiseler and take care of Tootsie at the same time.
You wish to see me, friend Bob?
Yes, I do, Cueball. I mixed you a drink of that phony love potion you sold my wife. And if it doesn't work, you go to jail.
Jail?
Yes. Drink it.
Why, of course, certainly. Well, bottoms up.
Oh, look, Georgie has a secret method. Before he drinks it, he blows the foam off the top.
Yes, it's an old Oriental trick.
Well, that was delicious. Yes, and it's working. It's working. I love you, Burns. Well, goodbye.
Come back here. Come back here. Look, Cueball, it's not me. There's a girl in the next room I want you to be in love with. And remember, no love and you go to jail.
Sir, the potion never fails. Come forth, girl in my dreams. Come forth and nestle within my eager arms.
Here I am.
Mr. Burns.
Yes?
You may summon the cop.
Well, folks, I'm just going to take a second to tell you why Swan is such a great wartime buy. Swan is purer than finest Castiles and a suds and whiz even in the hardest water. That's why it's really four great soaps in one. Grand soap for your bath and complexion, for baby's bath, for light laundry, and to help protect your hands when you do the dishes. Yes, ma'am, no need to buy expensive toilet soaps, special baby soaps, or easily wasted package soaps when you use Swan, the soap that's really four great soaps in one. The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in to your CBS station again next week, same time. Remember, George Burns and Gracie Allen, CBS next Tuesday night. Don't forget to listen to Swan's other show, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou, next Friday night over another network. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.